that our friend Ray LaMontagne?
That is Ray, the handsome
You can tell
Ray.
By his voice. He's talking about strength there. I think we all need some strength during these times, including executive director of the Second Harvest North Central Food Bank, Sue Esty. Sue, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, thank you. Sorry for the technical difficulties, but isn't that just the way it goes these days?
Yeah.
Sure is, yeah. Well, it's hard to believe how long we've been in this pandemic, and I wonder if you'd kind of give us an idea of food insecurity. Have things changed a lot in this last year?
You know, they really have. And, you know, I think the visibility and the awareness of people who are without enough food has really grown. You know, pre-pandemic, you know, we knew that around 11% of the people in our area didn't have enough reliable access to food. So, you know, people don't always know that they're going to have food this week or next week. And since the pandemic hit, there has been so much more of an increase in the people who are just, you know, just struggling, just don't know, you know, what's next, what's coming next. And we don't have, data yet, because obviously it's been too soon, but so many more people are struggling because they don't know where the next paycheck is coming from. The kids have lost meals that they've been eating in school. So many seniors are struggling because they're just not, you know, able to make it on their limited resources. So it has been incredibly tough for lots and lots of people in our area, in our country, in the last 10 months or so.
Do you have enough people to help you at the, you know, or do you have a lot of volunteers, or are they limited in what you can do with them?
Yeah, you know, like a lot of places, we have had to really restrict our volunteers. You know, we can't have a whole bunch of people in the building anymore. We can't have people working shoulder to shoulder packing boxes. So it's really been a challenge. We have made it. We have gotten through. There's been enough people who are able to come in on our limited basis. But you know, it's been a huge challenge not being able to use our regular volunteers and figuring out new ways to get the work done. And we've actually had to hire a few extra people because it's the only way we can get the work done with the, you know, the limited social distancing. You know, the way we have to do stuff now is just so different. And a lot of changes.
Well, is one of the changes supply of food for you?
Right. The change, though, people may be surprised, the change is that we have a lot of food. There has been so much food available this year. Between government and corporate support, it's just been amazing and fabulous, but also a good problem to have, because getting all the food out that we're getting in to people who need it is the biggest challenge. You know, trying to get the food out to people, bringing the food to people where they are, meeting them in their small communities. That's really been the biggest thing that we've had to deal with this year is finding the ways to meet the need, and then with this increased amount of food we have available.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about how you've changed how people get that food.
Right. You know, in the past, it's always been people have come to their local food shelf if they needed food, or their local soup kitchen or other, you know, meal program, and they've been helped, you know, by people in their local community. They come in, you know, and they leave with food. But now with social distancing, everything has changed to, you know, what we call curbside or drive-through, you know, distribution. So most of the food shelves in the area have moved to a model where people drive up and get a pre-packed box of food, whether they, get it, you know, out in the parking lot or they drive by. That's been a major change. And then the way that the Second Harvest has responded to getting a lot of food out to people in their local communities is we're doing these pop-ups where we bring a truckload of food to a small community, and the people line up in their cars and then drive by the truck, and a few volunteers then load the food right in their car. So, you know, no contact. All the distribution has gone from, you know, high-touch community involvement to, you know, drive-by, very little contact.
You know, we like to think of ourselves as hardy, strong people. We just got through this cold snap. We're northern Minnesotans. A lot of people, though, who always have been self-sufficient, they're finding a need right now. How do you deal with some of those barriers of people not really wanting to admit or come forward to get that help?
That is a huge issue that we're dealing with right now. And I think it's always been there, but the pandemic has really brought it to the forefront. And the drive-through or the more anonymous distributions where people don't have to, you know, like put their hat in their hand and come in and admit to their neighbors that they can't feed their kids, now they can get food by, you know, driving by a distribution point where, you know, there's not a lot of interaction. And there's certainly still some intake. We still, you know, have some accountability to, you know, who's coming and where do they live and how many people in their household. But it's a lot easier for people who are, you know, finding themselves in need to be able to, you know, access food in this way where, you know, it really helps preserve their dignity and self-respect, and they can get help without having to look, you know, a neighbor in the eye.
Can we do a call out to volunteers? How does that work? So some people actually use their own cars and bring food to people too?
There is some, it depends on the area, on who's doing it. And, you know, some of the food shelf distributions, a lot of the distributions in the Leech Lake communities, they're bringing food out to the elders. You know, the people in the communities are doing that. The best way, if you want to help, it would be to call your local food shelf and find out what they need. But because we're not doing any kind of mass home delivery. But it is happening, you know, organically in lots of communities. If people want to help, they should just call their local food shelf and see what the needs are, and, you know, figure out a way to step up. These curbside distributions are fast and furious, and they only last a few hours, and, you know, people get food, and it's over in like 2 hours.
So what's the easiest way for someone, if they need help right now, could use just a little additional assistance, where do they go?
To find it, a food shop in your area, you call 211. Usually they have the information about, you know, your local community. You can also go to hungersolutions.org, find help, and you can find your local food shelf. If you're looking for one of the pop-ups, the mobile trucks that just show up in a community, those are trickier because we can't plan them that far in advance. We're not always sure when the food's coming and how much we're going to have. But I would say, you know, check with your local food bank. You can, Second Harvest here in Grand Rapids has a Facebook page, Second Harvest North Central Food Bank pop-ups. And AEOA in the region does mobile distributions. You can call them. North Country Food Bank, which serves the, Beltrami, Bemidji area, they have them. So, you know, check with your local food bank, and you'll get a sense of what's happening soon.
That's Sue Estee, Executive Director at the Second Harvest North Central Food Bank. Sue, thank you so much. Thanks for the work you're doing.
Thanks so much for all the support of the communities around here. You know, we're all in this together, and we sure couldn't do it without the help of everybody.